Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome to Reddit Tales and Takeaways. I'm Parks and I'm here today with my good friend Reed.
Today we will be reacting to Am I the Asshole stories on Reddit. And if you have any stories you want us to read, be sure to send them in to Reddit Tales and Takeaways on Instagram.
Please do. We need some more content, if you know what I'm saying. Let's go. So, okay, I'm just going to hop right in with our first story.
Let's hear it.
Am I the asshole for refusing to babysit my dad while my mom and sister are away? And just so you know, the dad's a like grown man, which kind of threw me off.
Okay, well, he also could have a disability or something.
He might. Okay, so maybe we might hop in. But like right off the bat, what's your initial reaction?
I mean, I'm going to lean towards, if the dad has a disability or something, I'm going to lean towards kind of asshole. But if not, I mean, I'm not really sure. I need more context.
Okay, I'll give you more context. Here we go. I'm 33. My sister, 27, and mom, 68, are planning an extravagant vacation to London for a week. She didn't cop an invite. It's a little weird, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's not cool.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, here we go. My 82-year-old dad isn't going with them. When 8 asked why, they said that he is not interested because he is very comfortable staying at home and he doesn't want to leave the dogs with a pet sitter. My mom privately requested that I visit my dad once a day, spend time with him, etc. I have a very busy work schedule, so I don't see how this is really possible. And beyond that, I don't really get why an adult man needs to be babysat. I told her this, and she said he isn't all mentally there. I haven't seen evidence of this besides anecdotal evidence. I told her I wouldn't babysit my dad, and I would call him and check in on the weekend. She is furious at me, saying that she will be too worried about my dad being okay to enjoy the vacation.
All right, so off of that so far, I mean, it one time a day, I don't know how like far out of the way her dad is living, but I feel like that shouldn't be
come
too
on.
Bad.
I'm leaning especially, heavily towards asshole.
Did they say how long the trip is?
For a week.
Okay. 1 week, are you kidding me? You can't cough up
30 be that busy.
Yeah.
Thank you. And they said he's like mentally not all there. So it seems like he might like need a little bit of help.
Yeah.
So
and
why
he
not?
He would also like he kinda needs that.
Yeah.
Someone
I think
else there. Someone
it's
else.
I think a lot of it he just doesn't want to be lonely. She's definitely the a-hole here. She needs to put her ego aside. She's not that busy.
Is there more?
A little bit more. I pointed out she could call him whenever she wanted, but she just hung up on me, basically. I feel a little bad, but I also think the whole concept is kind of insulting to my dad and a waste of my time.
All right, well, didn't the dad say that he wanted someone there? I feel like I remember you saying that.
I don't know if it says that, but I would assume so. He probably
like
does.
That he wanted the company. And even if he didn't
it's
say that,
daughter.
I'm sure he does.
It's your father. Yeah. You have to think about all he's done for you. You can't put away, like, 30 minutes a day for a week. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Ugh. Asshole. Final verdict. Do we even have to discuss this one too heavily?
Is that the whole story?
That's the whole story.
All right. I mean, I think I'm easily leaning towards the asshole.
I'm not leaning towards asshole. I'm saying asshole.
Oh.
Maybe leaning. All right. Okay, not fully asshole. I'll say leaning because maybe she is busy and we're just being, like,
maybe she's like a nurse and she's working 12
yeah, maybe
hours a
we,
day.
We don't really but know, but...
Leaning towards asshole.
Leaning heavily towards asshole.
Okay.
I feel like if she was a nurse, she would have said something. Like that. I mean, I feel like...
Maybe. To like help her case.
Exactly. She's trying to make herself seem like not the asshole in the story, so...
I mean, that's... Wait, did she say, am I the asshole for doing it, or would she be the asshole
no, am
if
I the
she
asshole.
Did it?
She said, am I the asshole for refusing to babysit. So she already refused to babysit her father.
Okay, that's kind of cruel.
Yeah. Real not nice lady we got here. Okay.
All right.
Final verdict, leaning heavily towards asshole. Was
I have to agree with you.
Not fully. It takes a lot for us to be fully, say someone's fully an asshole, but.
Yeah, it's hard without
heavily
the
leaning.
Whole picture.
Yeah. Okay, we can move on.
All right, this next one is, am I the asshole for not inviting my sister to my wedding?
Okay.
So, off the rip, I mean...
Maybe.
Without the whole context, is kind of split, but probably more towards asshole, but...
I mean, it seems petty.
It's your family. Really,
it seems like someone you would definitely invite, but, you know...
Maybe they haven't talked in 30
If there's
years,
one thing we've learned, it's that the title is very misleading a lot of the time, if that's one thing we've learned. So, let's hear the story.
If that's the one thing we've learned.
If that's the one thing we've learned. Let's get it.
All right. So, some background. My sister and I have always had a complicated relationship. We're not super close, but we've always managed to stay cordial, mainly because of family gatherings and events. A few years ago, she got married, and I wasn't invited.
Ooh.
All right, so if they're like, just cordial, and they're, like, kind of...
If they're cordial, cool. I don't understand how you don't get an invite.
They're cool, but they're... Like, they don't talk a lot, but they are still, like, chill with each other.
I mean, they don't get an invite.
It's rude for her sister not to invite her.
Definitely.
But I don't know if...
Obviously, it's not...
It might just be...
Based off... She's trying to say it's cordial, but based off that, I don't really buy it fully.
Yeah, and she... It seems to me like she's just being petty for not getting the invite.
That's what it seems like to me as well.
I'm
glad we're in agreement about that. Let's continue.
All right. She claimed it was a small ceremony with only her husband's family and a few close friends.
Okay.
All right, so real quick, if the husband's family is coming...
Then why is it
I feel like
coming?
It would be appropriate for your family to come.
I agree completely. All
right. I was hurt, but I didn't make a big deal out of it and let it go. Fast forward to now. I'm getting married. My fiancé and I are planning a slightly larger wedding... with close family and friends. When it came time to send out invitations, I decided not to invite my sister.
Yeah, okay. It's definitely retaliation, I will say, because
it's an
active decision. She like made, and it, she said it was like a bigger wedding, so they definitely have the capacity. They just, it's definitely, and I understand, like, you're mad. She said, like, she didn't make a big deal out of it, but by not inviting her sister, she kind of is making a big deal about it.
She's just being petty.
She's being petty.
And... from how she's describing it, like, there are no beef.
No, so there's definitely beef. I don't believe it.
It's just petty.
It's petty. If you're not inviting your sister to your wedding, it's not cordial. There's some form of beef.
I felt like if she didn't want me at her wedding, I shouldn't feel obligated to invite her to mine. My parents are furious and say I'm being petty and that I should be the bigger person. They insist that I invite her because family is family. But to me, it's more about reciprocation and not wanting someone at my wedding who didn't think I was important enough to be at theirs.
Petty.
It makes sense, but it's your sister.
I agree. So. It's your sister. And if it's really cordial, you'd forgive her for that. You're making a big deal about it at this point. Like, kind of
especially if she said years ago when her sister got wedded, got married. I mean...
It's holding on to a grudge.
Yeah.
She's not the asshole here, I don't think. I think her sister's more of the asshole for not giving the original invite, but she's not blameless.
Mm-hmm. All right, my fiancé supports my decision, but thinks it might cause unnecessary drama.
He's right.
Now my sister found out she wasn't invited and called me upset. She said she didn't invite me to her wedding because she was under a lot of stress at the time and regrets it now.
That's kind of stupid. It doesn't matter how much stress you're
under. That's kind of BS.
That's
like, it's your sister.
It's your sister. How much stress are you under? Like, how does stress cause you not to invite your sister to your wedding?
Yeah, I think there has to be some underlying beef.
There's definitely beef. It's not cordial. That it?
All right. Nope, a little more.
Okay.
She accused me of holding a grudge and ruining our relationship even further. I feel like I'm justified in my decision, but now I'm second-guessing myself. Am I the asshole for not inviting her?
Yeah. I mean, you're not the asshole, but you're petty, and your sister's probably... I'm leaning towards asshole for the sister. There's a lot of people that aren't the asshole here. I think the fiancé, of course, he's just going to support what his future wife is going to say, but... He's right for, like, pointing out it's going to cause drama. Like, that's smart of him.
Yeah.
Because he's, like just warning her.
It was years ago. You just need to forget about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of glazed.
And in my final opinion, I think I'm going to have to go with Slightly the asshole.
Slightly the asshole, I agree. Because it's like petty.
Just a little bit.
And yeah. Then I think we should just go ahead and say the sister, heavily leaning towards the asshole.
She keeps making up
these excuses. Own up to your mistake.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm stressed out.
I was stressed out.
Just,
yeah.
I mean, at that point, just admit it. There's no need to BS your sister.
Yeah, it's just kind of glazing on
that. Her saying that is just causing further.
That makes me dislike her more, because she's, like, not taking responsibility for her actions. She's just, you know, trying to evade it. But, okay.
Yeah, and that's causing further beef with her sister.
Okay.
All right, on to the next
one. On to the next. Okay, I think we have time for about one more story, so I got one pulled up. Here we go. The title is, Am I the Asshole for Refusing to Babysit My Sister's Kids After She Criticized How I Discipline My Own Children?
All right, two babysitting ones. Wow, Parks.
Yeah. Is
that just a passion for you?
Maybe. I have babysat in the past, so maybe it's just I'm drawn to these ones naturally.
Okay. All right,
this one is, like, lots of the other titles, when you read them, you're like, yeah, this person's the asshole, but then when you get the story, you start leaning towards not the asshole. But this one, when I read it, I'm like, maybe not the asshole right off the bat. But, yeah, that's just my initial reaction, so might as well get into the story. What's the one thing we've learned, Reed?
Titles are always misleading.
Titles are misleading. We've learned that.
I mean, disciplining your sister talking about disciplining your children, I mean, that's, like, kind of annoying as a parent, but I don't know if that's, like, oh, I'm not going to babysit your kids anymore.
Yeah, maybe not a warranted crash out. Let's go ahead and see it. I, 32F, have two kids, ages 5 and 7, and my sister, 34F, has three kids, ages 3, 6, and 8. We've always been close, but I often babysit her children when she and her husband need a break. Last weekend, my sister dropped her kids off at my house for a few hours, which is something we've done countless times before. Okay, so that's just, like, context, it seems. Can't really make a decision off that.
Yep.
So while I was watching all five kids, my 7-year-old started acting up, so I put them in timeout. My sister came back earlier than expected and saw this. She immediately pulled me aside and said she doesn't believe in timeouts and I was being too harsh on my child. She then went on to give me an unsolicited lecture on how I should handle discipline, saying I should use gentle parenting instead. Okay, little side rant.
All right, timeouts are not, like, a bad thing.
Okay, yeah. I feel like that's a very mild punishment compared to, like, other... Like, I've heard way worse punishments than that as a kid. I think the gentle parenting, I don't think it works, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, and it's not like timeout is, like, beating your child.
Exactly. It's timeout. Like, come on.
Yeah,
I mean... I'm guessing you, like, had a fair few... timeouts in your childhood, right?
I've been to timeout a time or two.
You seem like you were a bad kid, probably. You probably were in timeout a lot.
No.
Nah, I don't believe you. But I'm sorry. That's just not that bad. Come on.
And it's like putting her child in timeout
and her kid. Yeah, it's not even affecting her kid.
I would call timeout gentle parenting. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, come on. Yeah. See, it's just, it's the, like, that's why all the kids are sissies these days, because timeout's a big deal nowadays. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I think it's from being friends with you.
Maybe. Let's continue. I was taken aback because I've never criticized her parenting methods, even though I don't always agree with them. Yep. Because I disagree with her parenting methods.
I do too.
After she left, I felt really upset. The next day, she asked if I could watch her kids again this weekend, and I said no. I told her that if she doesn't trust my judgment with my own kids, I don't feel comfortable being responsible for hers. She got really upset and accused me of overreacting. Now she's not speaking to me, and my parents think I should just let it go for the sake of family harmony. But I can't shake the feeling that she crossed the line. So, am I the asshole for refusing to babysit after she criticized my parenting? No. I'm not even leaning heavily. I'm saying she's not the asshole. Because, like, I think gentle parenting is silly sometimes, a lot of the time. It doesn't work. And if somebody else is not gentle parenting, it's free babysitting as well.
Yeah, timeout is like the most basic form of parenting.
I know. It's not like she hit her kid or anything. Then I would see, like, the problem, because that's not appropriate. But
Well, that's your opinion, Parks.
It's my opinion, but I don't... Okay, but, like, I could see how somebody would be mad. If you, like, hit your kid.
Gentle parenting is, like, Like, very few parents do that, so I don't know why she is...
Yeah, I know. It's like a niche sort of parenting style.
Yeah. So I don't know why she's thinking
she
that...
She just needs to be more mindful.
It's the only right way in that.
Exactly. It's like...
Like, you're doing it wrong if you're not doing this thing that maybe, like, 2% of parents do.
Exactly. I agree.
It just causes rebellious kids.
I bet this mom probably, like, read a book or saw something on Facebook, and now she thinks she's, like, the queen of parenting. Definitely a Facebook mom. Let's agree on that one.
Yes, I have
Facebook
to agree
mom.
On it.
Facebook mom, and that's the problem some days. Social media has a big effect on parents.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should focus less on getting kids off social media and more about the mom so situations like this don't occur.
Yep.
We can prevent this. That's all I'm saying. It's just an opinion.
All right, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to follow us on Reddit Tales and Takeaways on Instagram.
Thank you so much. See you next time.
See you next episode.
See ya.